no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, stacking the deck of knowledge, dealing out the contacts, and ready to make those seeking the joy of home ownership fulfill their dreams. Reach Radio would like to welcome you to Foreclosure Month. During the month of June, we will feature guests and experts working the business of foreclosure. We do this to educate those involved in or facing foreclosure. You know, knowledge is your best defense, and knowledge is a byproduct of information. So you have the month of June to tell your friends about Reach Radio's on-air foreclosure workshop. Just a friendly reminder, Reach is the acronym for Real Estate, Education, and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. You may also visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Reach counselors are here today to affirm their awesome statement of brotherly love when they say you can become a homeowner before the end of this year. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. And they have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Well, coming up on today's show, our Reach staffers are in the studio and ready to warn us about the risks and rewards of foreclosure. And our house segment has the information you need to know when relocating. And our part-time nuclear physicist and full-time show producer, Rick Snyder, will join us in our house. You don't want to miss this move. Then the news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. You know, they say no news is good news. We say news or not to news. That is the question from our guest and full-time news orator, Steve Cody. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. But first, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's constantly random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Wild Bill Steve Cody. Are you any relation to the Codys?
I don't believe so, no.
Well, you're pretty wild sometimes. So.
I've been accused of that, yes.
What do you got on the chopping
block? Well, it's kind of a sneak preview of what's coming up at the bottom of the hour and the stories that we've been searching out this week that we hope that the Reach listeners would find interesting. One of them is about the American dream. Now, homeownership is the American dream. That's the stereotype. Well, this group has put together a score using 35 dimensions to achieving the American dream, including economic progress, personal well-being, societal trust, acceptance of diversity, and environmental quality. They put that measure to cities all across the entire United States, and guess what? Florida has 2 entries in the top 5. We're also going to talk about jobs. The worst job you can get in terms of pay, probably no surprise to anybody, the hospitality and leisure industry pays far lower than the overall population. We'll give you the numbers. And also on the jobs front, new bank branches in South Florida are resulting in more job opportunities, especially for those with lending experience, because banking is expanding again. The oldest neighborhood in Riviera Beach, known as Riviera Beach Heights, is about to get a major facelift. They got over $1 million in infrastructure money from the Community Redevelopment Agency. We'll tell you all about that. And attorneys for 2 people who were convicted in a federal mortgage fraud case are asking for a new trial because some of the jurors were rejected from the court for improper clothing. I'll tell you all about that, too. They kicked the jurors out because they didn't meet the dress code.
Wow. I got kicked out of school once because I didn't meet the dress code.
Mm-hmm.
I think my hair was a little too long. But But you know, what are you going to do?
Hair?
When we return, Dee Phillips joins us with the continuing saga of first-time home buyers versus first-time home sellers. So stay with us, because they say that breaking up is hard to do. And instead of breaking up, I wish we were just making up.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, still your host and housing heavy, with a message for those seeking assistance with obtaining the American dream of home ownership. You know, if you're looking to buy a home and you want to use FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. There are more than 10 home ownership classes included in REACH's annual educational membership program, and they average between $25 and $49 per year. This curriculum educates homeowners and home buyers on the basics of purchasing, owning, and maintaining a home. REACH's Credit Management Workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues you may or may not have, and they'll help you get back on a sound track. That's why REACH bundled 2 free credit checks per year in this membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. And when you add up the cost of all these valuable educational home buyer programs, you would normally pay $250. But for a limited time, REACH is offering REACH Radio listeners the REACH Educational Membership Program for just $99. Did I say that right? You know I did. $99. That's a $151 savings just for saying you heard about it on REACH Radio. So call the good folks at REACH today and tell them you want to sign up for their educational membership program. The toll-free number is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at REACH right now. Their toll-free number again, 855-487-3224 or 855-48-REACH. Either way, it works. Don't forget to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Well, this is the first show of the month, and that means there be REACH counselors in the studio. REACH staffers are here to help you get started with the home buying process, and as I said earlier in the show, REACH counselors have the knowledge it takes to help you become a homeowner. For more than 10 years, Dee Phillips has been active in the real estate industry. Currently, she works for REACH and is a HUD-certified housing counselor, and just so happens to be one of the top producers on the REACH arsenal of certified counselors. REACH is proud to have Dee Phillips with us. Welcome to the show again. How are you?
Thank you, Alan. I'm great. Always, how about you?
Always good to have you on the show. You know, you have such a litany of knowledge that it's really hard to speak with her. She knows so much, and if you don't get it precise, you know, we're in trouble. If you're looking for help and you need someone to help that will care about what you're doing, she's a very caring person. I mean, I know it's radio, you can't see her, but we see her every day. She's a beautiful, kind person, and we're so happy to have you with us. Thanks for being
on
the show.
Thank you, Alan. It's great to be here.
Okay, now give me the $10 you paid me to say all that nice stuff.
All right.
Well, you know, I know you're in charge of a lot of different things, and most of the REACH counselors over there handle so many different jobs. You must have 10 different hats, right?
Well, I try not to, but we each have a responsibility. So, of course, my primary responsibility deals with first-time home buyers.
Yay!
However, since this is foreclosure month,
right,
I'm here to talk with you a little bit about foreclosures today, okay?
Well, what do you know?
All right.
You know, there is so much to do. Foreclosure is a, you know, we make light of everything because we try and keep the show up and keep people laughing if we can.
Exactly.
But foreclosure, there's nothing funny about foreclosure. It's a terrible thing. And when the bank sends you that notice, what should you do, Dee, when you get that notice at the door that says, hey, we want your house? What comes next?
Hopefully something is done before you get the notice.
That's right.
Okay. So what I'm going to say is if you are in trouble with your home, if you're behind on the payment, if you are having difficulties in making payments, if you know you're going to be late, the first thing you want to do is to contact your bank.
Mm-hmm.
Talk with them. Try to get something set up with them.
Well, what do I say to them? I don't know. Say I get a notice and I go, ooh, I got a notice. What am I going to do? Well, I heard on the radio they said call your bank. All right, call my bank and say what?
Call the bank and explain your personal situation.
Right.
What is happening to you may not be the same thing that is happening to your neighbor.
Right.
So you have to, on your own merit, contact your bank, let them know what your problem is.
Now, they're not going to yell at you or anything, are they?
I hope not. And if they do, ask for a manager.
Aha.
Okay, because they are supposed to treat you with respect.
Right.
The same way that you would want to be treated, that you would want to treat them if they contact your company.
Right.
So that is the first thing that you need to do. Now, if you're beyond that point or if you're still not sure what to do, let me recommend, highly recommend, that you contact us at Reach. And you can call us. We're in the office. You can contact us. We will work with you. Now, let me say this. We have an application that you must complete.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk with you, we may take certain information over the phone. Then we will either mail or email or fax an application to you. It's your responsibility to complete it and get it back to us.
Is it hard? I mean, are the questions like crazy?
The questions are not hard, but it can be overwhelming when you're already behind or you're having difficulties with the finances, maybe you've lost your job. So things in life can make things
crazy
that are sometimes simpler,
right.
Simple, a little more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are truly having a problem, if you truly cannot complete the application, then let us know and we will be able to assist you with that.
Right. So nothing to be afraid of. I think that's probably the biggest problem. When people are behind, they don't know what to do, and maybe someone will say, well, call your bank. And, oh, I don't want to talk to them. I don't have anything to say to them. I don't even know what to say to them. Hey, I can't make my payment. Now what?
Right. But, okay, call the bank. If you are afraid to do that, call us.
There you
go. Call us. And
Dee's not afraid of anything.
Well, I try not to be. And so when if that's the problem, call us
and you'll
and
take
talk
care of
with
it.
Us. Being honest with us and let us know your situation, and we will do the best that we can to help you.
Well, now the reason for that is because you guys, when I say guys, the Reach staffers and counselors, they have a rapport with these banks.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and you know everybody there on a personal basis, kinda.
Maybe not on a personal basis, but we do have a relationship with them.
Well, you don't go to the beach with them on Saturday.
No, not yet. Right. Okay. But we will, we have a method in which we can get your information over to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we can try to help you get them. Well, we will attempt to get a modification. I'll tell you, we have a good, a high ratio, but we cannot get a modification for everyone. So if you can't get a mod, then maybe we can help you with the transition. We can direct you. We can guide you on either getting, a short sale or a deed in lieu of foreclosure or something that we're able to do to help you.
Wow.
Okay, so just give us a call. And what's the number, Alan?
Oh, it's 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224.
Thank you.
You might want to press zero or ask for Dee, and
exactly.
She'll come on. Well, Dee, I'll tell you, for somebody that doesn't know anything about the mortgage business, you sure know a lot about the mortgage business. All right. Well, when we return, the number one ranked foreclosure fighter in the FHA, the one, the only, Ivana Rocha. Wondering what a foreclosure fighter sounds like? Well, they sound tall. So don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, reminding you that June is foreclosure month. Every Saturday during the month of June, we feature guests and experts doing business in the foreclosure marketplace. So be sure to tell your friends about this special REACH Radio on-air workshop. Well, joining us in the studio today is the newest addition to the REACH family. Ivana Rocha is a licensed real estate agent specializing in the ever-popular short sale. She earned her degree in business management from Florida Atlantic University, and I know you've worked in a lot of foreclosures. Ivana Rocha, welcome to REACH Radio.
Thank you.
I said all that right, didn't
yes.
I? All right, there you go. So you were an expert in short sales and foreclosures, and since this is the foreclosure show, tell us what you know about foreclosures.
Yes, foreclosure is a process that starts when they receive a notice from the bank saying that they have 20 days to answer. So at the moment, the homeowners have to be immediately do something, contact an attorney. But there is also a lot of help before you can actually go see an attorney. Don't ignore that if you receive that, because those 20 days are really, really important. So what you had to do, you had to look for the nonprofit agency like REACH, because we also will help you with the legal part. We are no attorneys and we don't have attorneys in house, but we can guide you and send you where you can find the legal help, and that can be for free.
Right. And so, you get most of that, the guidelines and training from HUD, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So they sort of lay out. See, that's the good thing about REACH, folks. They study those HUD and FHA, Fannie Mac, and Freddie Mac, and all those. They study those guidelines. And we didn't mention that before when Dee was on. We talked about, you know, if you get that notice from the bank, you should call them. But you brought up a very interesting point. 20 days.
Yes.
That's the legal limit. What happens if you don't contact them after 20
days? Well, if you then you are in default. Means that you are ignoring this notice, and that really can make a big difference for you to keep the house or lose the house. If after 20 days you try to do something, the chances for you to save the house are very limited, because then there's no legal resources that you attend to do something. But if you had the 20 days and then you immediately try to get a modification, you had a really, really opportunities to get a good modification, you know.
So, yeah. So it's important to answer that notice,
yes,
right away.
Yes,
even
yes.
If you – how about if you just call and say, hey, it's me, I'm here, I don't know what I'm doing, and what should I do? At least you've contacted them.
Yes.
And then they'll tell you, well, you should do A, you should do B, you should do C.
Exactly, right? Because we will refer you to the legal agencies that can help, you know, for free. Because a lot of homeowners, they cannot afford an attorney, so we can help in that aspect too, you know.
Well, how much money does REACH charge people for foreclosure help?
Oh, no, we don't charge anything.
I think I knew the answer to that before I asked, but yeah, it's good to know, because we're there to help, and we do that because we're a HUD-approved agency. That's right.
Yes, and a lot of people don't believe that because they think it's nothing free. But there are a lot of programs, a lot of agencies that help, and we really care. And yes, the foreclosure can be prevented, definitely. Even though, like this says, don't wait until you get behind. Try to do something before. If for any reason you couldn't do that, there is still a good opportunity to get a modification. There are. And also, too, if that for whatever reason, person cannot qualify for a modification, then they can do a short sale. It could be a really good thing because after a year and a half, they can become like a new first-time home buyers. The bank will lend them money. They can apply for a new loan, and their credit will be safe. I mean, it will be affected, of course, but it will nothing be compared to had a foreclosure in their credit.
What is a short sale? You know, I went into the attorney's office the other day, and I saw this stick with a line on it that says you must be this tall to make a short sale. I mean, what is a short sale?
A short sale is a process when the owners, the homeowners, is allowed to sell the home for less than what the amount of the mortgage is.
Can I sell it to myself for less?
No, you cannot. Oh, some banks will allow to sell to family members if you are honest and you tell them I had my relative, my brother, my sister who wants to buy it. Some of them will, but as long as you disclose that.
Right.
But that's very, very unusual. And so what the banks does, they actually let the homeowners to sell the house. And by that, it also benefits the homeowners, but not only the homeowners, but the banks, because they are they don't want to incur in all the legal costs. So they really help ones also to do that short sale.
So, yeah, okay, so it benefits the bank as well.
Yes,
now,
it does.
Now, can you, what's the parameter on that? Say I have a, let's just say, $150,000 house I'm behind on, and I want to sell it for $60,000.
No, you can really sell for what do you want. It will be determined by the realtor who will do a market analysis, and they will see what the recent sales are. Mm-hmm. They actually use 3 months, 6 months sales, and they make a, they compare the sales. They compare the condition of the house with the other sales, and then the banks will, once they have received a contract, an offer on the property, the banks what we will do, they will send an appraiser, a real appraiser, to go and review the house, inspect it, and determine the real value. And if they feel the offer they received is reasonable, they will accept it. There was no problem. But normally, the properties who are in short sale are really probably even less than half of what the value compared to what the debt is. So the banks know that. So that's why they're willing to help.
To work, yeah. Yes. Cash in the hand is better than
nothing.
Right,
yes.
So that's how they look at it.
Yes.
All right. Well, is there any advantage for the homeowner? I mean, you get out of the debt, right? What happens when you sell the home? It's a short sale. It's complete. How does that react, or how does that work with your credit?
Oh, well, it will really help them because it will show most of the times the banks will forgive the difference between the mortgage and the price of the house that's being sold. So the difference is what is called deficiency forgiveness, is the difference is forgiven. So mm-hmm. the owner doesn't longer anymore of this debt. So in their credit after a year and a half of the short sale, I mean, it's just like nothing will appear. That will credit will be fine after a year and a half. Before it was 3 years, now they're changing the rules. So if they reestablish their credit, they should be fine, and they can even repurchase a new house now because their credit is fine, and they can even get the benefits of first-time home buyers.
Perfect. Well, you know, it sounds confusing to me, and I think the best thing to do would be pick up the phone and dial 855-48-REACH, call REACH, and tell them the problem and let them work on that for you, right? No charge for those services either, right?
No, I don't.
Well, I'll tell you what, there it is. Well, thanks for joining us on the show today. I know it's Saturday, and you'd probably be better off back at the office working, right? You don't want to be here, right?
Thank you.
Okay, we are about to launch the second half of the REACH radio show. Directly after the news, Econa Southall brings us up to date with the newest REACH marketing campaigns. After that, our house segment is here to move you up and out of there, maybe to the east side. And of course, this week's Spotlight Home will show you how the good folks at REACH can make you a homeowner. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, backed up by the power of love, it's REACH Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Effervescent, huh?
Yeah.
South Florida is considered an American dream place. Yep. Residents believe that they're working for and achieving a better life for families and future generations. This according to a new study that was just released yesterday. The region of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach is one of five cities in the study by Xavier University Center and the Study for the American Dream of the Burkhart Group. Each area was given a score representing 35 different dimensions to achieving the American Dream, including economic progress, personal well-being, societal trust, acceptance of diversity, and environmental quality. The top five are, number five, okay. Rochester, New York.
Ooh.
Number four, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach.
Wow.
Number three, Riverside, San Bernardino, California. Number two, Jacksonville. And number one, the American Dream City is Hartford, West Hartford, East Hartford, Connecticut. So we're number four, which is not too shabby.
We'll take it.
Yeah. New bank branches in South Florida are resulting in more job opportunities, especially for those with lending experience. Due to the economic recovery, many banks are expanding their staffs. According to David Sosa, he's the head of the financial services practice for the Randstad Professionals in Florida, a rise in business and consumer lending is driving banks to open more branches and to hire more. Sosa said that banks usually seek seasoned veterans who understand how to develop business and come up with a portfolio of clients. Banks are looking for specialists in commercial and residential lending experience, as well as wealth portfolio managers. And on the other side of the employment spectrum, even with high levels of education and experience, South Florida's hospitality and leisure workers earn far lower annual raises than the overall population. This according to a report released Thursday by Florida International University. Hospitality workers in the West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale area earned an average of $24,700. FIU's Research Institute on Social and Economic Policy reported that the comparison is the average of all jobs is about $43,000. Restaurant and food service workers are the lowest paid of all hospitality workers, according to the study. A lot of young home buyers plan to make a withdrawal from the bank of mom and dad. Half of all adults between the ages of 18 and 34 say they plan to ask their parents, even their grandparents, to help them come up with a down payment to purchase a home. This according to the site Trulia. Another 37% of millennials said they would take a second job to help them save money to buy a home. 22% said they would use some sort of government-sponsored program. And attorneys for two people convicted in a federal mortgage fraud case are asking for a new trial, in part because they say their clients' rights were violated, rather, when prospective jurors were kicked out of the courthouse for improper dress. Now, Orlando has, they say that in the Orlando court, their Sixth Amendment rights were violated. The Sixth Amendment guarantees the rights of criminal defendants, including the right to a public trial without unnecessary delay, the right to a lawyer, right to an impartial jury, and the right to know who your accusers are. There's a brochure of the jury service that says proper attire includes a coat and tie for men, and similarly, appropriate attire for women. No jeans, no polo shirts, and no sneakers.
No Mickey Mouse ears either, right?
No, not okay. Even in Orlando. No.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, in their motion, the two lawyers argue that certain individuals might not be able to adhere to a dress code because of economic or religious reasons, or simply because they choose to dress according to what they call, quote, accepted fashion norms of racial minorities. The lawyers also stated that someone may have to wear sneakers because they have some sort of medical condition. So we'll see how that goes.
Can't imagine.
It looks like they're grasping at straws to me, but
well, I have
again,
six toes.
I'm not a lawyer.
I need to have a sneaker. You know, you were talking about the millennials looking to borrow money from the family and everything to get into homes. I read a report the other day said the millennials don't even want a home. They're not interested.
Yeah.
It ties them down.
It's no longer the, quote, American dream.
Well,
but I think that once the real estate values start accelerating like they did years ago, they'll get a clue.
I think so. Now, even if they have to have Mickey Mouse ears.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for the report there. Anything else?
Nope. That'll do it.
All right. Well, we got it. Well, joining us in the studio, as promised, Elkanah Southall. She served with the Neighborhood Housing Services of South Florida, where she spent most of her time counseling those facing foreclosure. Guess what? We have a foreclosure show. She taught the home buyer education courses for the Middle Georgia Community Action Agency, and now she's the marketing director for the REACH organization. Elkanah, welcome to the REACH radio show.
Hi, Alan.
Good to see you back in
Good
here again.
Good to see you, too.
Ah, she's so pretty. You guys, I'm sorry this is radio. You should see it. You know what? You could call REACH, make an appointment, and then you can go in and see her. How's that?
Ring with the bell.
Oh, wait. That's a winner right there. Well, how's it working out, being the new marketing agent for Reach?
It's going good. Mm-hmm. It's going good. I'm excited for the new opportunities that's coming ahead in the near future. It's right. going good.
What, any campaigns coming up?
Well, right now, this whole summer is considered foreclosure prevention month, summer. Mm-hmm. So starting June, this month, we're launching every Tuesday, we're having a foreclosure prevention workshop.
Wow.
Yes.
Is there a cost for that?
No, it's free to the community, and it's from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. every Tuesday from June to August.
June to August. Wow. Anything to eat when we get there? So it's from 6 p.m., and that's at the Reach headquarters up there on Military Trail.
It's 8409 North Military Trail mm-hmm. and Suite 112 in Palm Beach Gardens.
Do we need to make an appointment for any of these or just show up on make an appointment?
They need to call us at their office, and we would put them on our list.
Let me get that number. Okay? It's 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Make sure you press 0 for the operator and make an appointment. So you actually taught the foreclosure courses, right?
Well, we have workshops.
Well, that's what I mean, workshops.
Yeah, so at the workshop, it's very important that our owners come out to it because we go into details as the process, what it takes, how long it may take, what they need to provide, so they can have the understanding what they're getting themselves into.
Right. Well, I'm not a rocket scientist or anything, and I never worked at NASA. But, I mean, is hard stuff to learn? I mean, what's the courses like?
It's not hard to learn, but when your homeowner's in distress, they don't have the understanding of what options are available to them. And so that the purpose of the workshop is to prevent them from being scammed.
Uh-huh.
Yes, so we explain to them, you know, what their options are, and if they may not qualify for a modification, we explain what the next step would be, and if they have to transition, we will help them to make that transition smooth.
Right, so it's like from the cradle to now. We walk you along and take care of you, right?
Exactly.
And no charges for that,
it's
right?
It's free. All of the services are free.
What are you guys, crazy? I mean, how do you do that? All that stuff is free, and it's good information because we say it all the time, you know, that knowledge is power. We say that the best use of knowledge is power.
Yes.
So get in your car and drive on up to the Reach headquarters and attend these classes from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday during the month of June and July. And maybe August, right?
And August. Yeah, wow. And to answer your question, yes, we will have refreshments.
Oh, cool. That's worth the trip right there. So let me ask you this. What are the red flags in the foreclosure business? When someone says, oh, I can take care of that for you, just give me $1,000 down and I'll start the process and I'll save your home.
Well, you just answered it right there. Yes, when someone guarantees you that they can save their home, that is a red flag. That's something to look to be aware of because these services are free, mm-hmm. you know, so you don't necessarily have to pay anyone to submit a packet to your lender to request for a modification.
Mm-hmm. Now, don't get us wrong, folks. It's nothing's wrong with an attorney.
Nothing's wrong with
that. They have their expertise and they have their knowledge and their ways, but the folks at Reach, well, we know the people at the banks. We deal with them every single day. And am I speaking out of line there?
Yes, that's correct because we are trained and also we have partnered with a lot of banks that are seeking to help their own borrowers. So with that great partnership, it helps us to be able to, you know, help the homeowners with trying to get a solution with their issue right now with the modification.
What's the biggest problem that we face right now with foreclosures? Is it just the people that don't call and when they get that 20-day notice? You know, we talked earlier with that about.
That's one of them, not responding to the bank, when the homeowner does not understand the process and they don't know what to do, avoiding the issue is not helping. So that's the main one. That's one of the issues that we're having. And then the biggest issue is scams. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are preying on distressed homeowners, and they're trying to scam them out of money because they know they're desperate. So that's one of the things that we're trying to zoom in and trying to get the word out to the community so we can prevent some of these scams happening to homeowners.
Well, there's no doubt a foreclosure is a nasty tasting pill. But sometimes you just have to eat it.
Yeah.
And we don't like it, but the easiest way to get through that when you're having that trauma in your life is get a hold of someone that really knows what they're doing. And our counselors and staffers at Reach have been trained by the best. You've been trained by HUD and FHA and Fannie Mac and all that, right?
Right, we've been trained.
Or did you take a pill?
We're well trained. We're well trained, and we also say that about anything, like all your creditors, don't avoid them. We teach that, you know, in when our credit counseling, we explain that it is very important to speak with them because you never know what kind of program they have offer to you. You know, so.
Well, I was told that you're so knowledgeable and you know everything that you once parallel parked a train. Can you do that? Folks, you gotta call the good people at Reach and get on their list. They are there to help you. And like we've been saying all along, there's no charges, no fees, just about everything. I think there are a few things that we charge for, right?
Right,
a couple of courses, yeah, the first-time home buyer. And we have a little information about that coming up later in the show, too, about our next first-time home buyer workshop. And are you training? Are you doing that? Are you doing the first time? No, Dee does that, right?
Dee does it, but we all participate. We all participate in teaching it, yes.
That's it. Elkanah holds them down, and Dee pounds the information into their head. I'm pretty sure. Well, it's always great having you on the show, and glad to have you aboard the Reach train. And I'll let Pat know that you're the one that can parallel park the train. So.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. Now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This week's home is a property located in Port St. Lucie. It's on California Boulevard. I'll give you the exact address in a minute. You can actually look that up on Google and take a look at it. This property is a four-bedroom, three-bath home with a two-car garage. And, folks, this home has been totally redone, right down to the studs. Everything is new. The floors, the walls, the paint, along with a new refrigerator, microwave, range, and dishwasher. It's in a great location and ready to move in. This is a ready-to-occupy four-bedroom, three-bath, two-car garage on top of that. And that can be yours for very little down. And with the right down payment, financing is available. Like I said, you can Google this property. It's 957 Southwest California Boulevard in Port St. Lucie. And sometimes when you put the zip code in the Google search bar there, it helps it out. And that's zip code 34953. Just take a look and you'll see the home. And it's yours. It's ready to move into. Like the folks at Reach say, they'll make you a homeowner by the end of this year. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. And you can give them a call again at 561-351-8000. Well, we've said it before, and even me, the one that just said it, would like to say it again, along with the Reach staffers. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We appreciate your company. We also ask you to visit our show website at reachradioshow.com and check out the Home of the Week. And you can also listen to past shows. And once again, we will say thank you.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
And now it's time for our house segment. Joining us today is Reach Radio's producer and part-time neurosurgeon, Rick Snyder. I didn't know you were that brainy.
I didn't either.
Woo!
Thank you, Alan.
So you're going to tell us about
packing.
If I'm packing right now,
we talk a lot about houses and homes and how to avoid foreclosure. You want to stay in your home. We talk about buying a new home. Reach is terrific at that, but I want to talk about packing up to move into your new home.
Up on the east side.
Wherever you are. Think about what you have to do. We've all moved from time to time. When you suddenly realize I have to move and you look around the house, what do you see? junk stuff, mattresses. I mean, it's a huge project. So what I want to kind of hold your hand through the moving process here. For example, when you start, ready to go, first thing, pack an overnight bag containing all the essentials you'll need. You'll be too tired to unpack, so you'll want your essentials within easy access, including a change of clothes if you're going back to work the next day after you move, as well as your toiletries. So as you move out of the house, make sure you've got that overnight bag with the things you'll need for the next day or so.
That's like a bug-out bag, right?
Bug-out bag.
Yeah, ooh,
good. You could market that, Alan. Look, pack the items you'll need first in a clear plastic bin. As you pack your house, you want a clear plastic bin to put the items that you need first. Toothpaste, things like that. What do you need? Okay, I'll pack them sort of last and see them in the plastic bin. A box cutter, paper towels, trash bags, eating utensils, select cookware, power strips, phone chargers, etc., etc. The things you're going to need when you pack, when you move in. Wrap your breakables, dishes, glasses, etc., in clothing to save on bubble wrap. That old T-shirt will come in handy when you have some nice wine glasses. And wrap your breakables in clothing to save on that bubble wrap. For extra padding, pack your glasses and stemware in clean socks. Clean socks.
Stemware?
Stemware, yes.
A nice like wine stem glass. Cells or something?
No, no, this is a nice wine glass.
Oh, okay.
In addition to labeling what's in those boxes as you pack, you need to label it and add what room they'll be going into as well. Okay. When you arrive at your new home, unpack by room. The unpacking process will feel more manageable. And remember to label the sides of the boxes. It's easy to write on top. You've got to write it on the side, because if you stack those boxes, you're going to say, what's that one?
That's pretty good advice.
Yeah. You'll be able to identify them even if they're stacked. If you can, show up to your new home before the move and pre-clean the bathroom and the kitchen. Put up a new shower curtain liner. Stock some new bath towels and toilet paper as well. You want to take a hot shower after a long day of moving. Cover the openings of your toiletries with saran wrap. They won't leak. And put the tops back on. Nothing breaks. Nothing leaks. Pack your plates. This is interesting. Vertically, like stacking records. Remember records?
What are they?
They'll be less likely to break if you're stacked vertically. You pack them vertically. And make sure they're, of course, protected. Keep drawers intact by covering them with press and seal. Dresser drawers are like their own moving boxes.
Cover them with what?
Press and seal.
The heck's that?
That'll keep you from having to unpack and refold the content. It'll keep the drawer closed.
Oh,
so they're their own moving boxes. Press and seal is also great for keeping jewelry displays intact.
I thought it was a furniture wax.
Buy a roll of stretch wrap, too. It works like press and seal, but on a bigger scale. You can group items together, wrap them up, and they stay together. Keep sandwich bags. You'll like this one, Alan. Keep sandwich bags handy for holding any small parts of things you have to take apart, like curtain rods or mounted flat screen TVs. Tape the sandwich bags to the back of them to correspond. Also use this method with the cords for electronics. Beer boxes are the best for books because they have handles on the sides. So hit up your liquor store. Don't drink too much of that beer. Here's another one for you, Alan. Take a photo of how your electronics are connected can remember how and where the wires go. Yep.
Yeah.
You got a telephone, an iPhone, smartphone. Take a picture. Yep. The fastest way to pack a closet. Now, get this. This is cool. In a huge plastic garment bag, grab your clothes and slide that bag up the clothing so you can take them all off the rack at once, and they're all inside a plastic bag.
Okay.
All right, follow that. I had to read that three times before I got it.
Okay, so you grab your clothes and do what?
And take that big old clothing bag and slide it up the outside of the clothes so you can grab everything at once. It's not going to fall out. Yeah. It's not going to be loose. You've got 15 pieces of clothing in a bag. They're not, you know, stacked up improperly.
I only own about 5 pieces
I know
of clothing.
You do.
So they're all black shirts. So,
along with food and alcohol, give your friends who help you move first dibs on anything you originally planned to sell or donate. It's an extra perk since you won't be paying them. And if you are moving with friends, bring them in shifts. In other words, you don't want 15 people in the house moving things. Bring six in at a time and take care of business with that. You can put them on shifts. It's better for them, and it's better for you because the house is less crowded. We have some more. You know what, Alan? Let's continue this next week because I know we're a little bit pressed for time here.
Okay, more moving tips.
More moving tips on next week's Reach Radio Show at noon Saturday. Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, you bet. Well, when we return, Kenesha Wood joins us with the latest developments from the foreclosure dungeon. You know, Kenesha told me that Tennessee Tuxedo and Chumley were planning an escape. I'm checking that on a three-dimensional chalkboard right now.
Ain't got no home.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, still your host and housing heavy, with a special first-time homebuyer message just for you. You know, if you're tired of paying rent and purchasing a home is on the top of your things-to-do list, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is on Sunday, June 22nd, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. And while you have Reach on the phone, ask about their many other workshops and personal training programs that they have to offer. Their Credit Builder workshop will show you how to repair damaged credit and get you on the road to a higher credit score. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. To enroll, call Reach today, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, and remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All those classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole, so there's no excuse for you not to attend. All right, next up, she's one of the top performers at Reach, hailing from New York, where she attended John Jay College, earning a double degree in criminal justice, then relocating to sunny South Florida in 2001, where she found a home counseling at Reach. Kenesha Wood, you are the top dog and the head ball washer over there at Reach, aren't you?
I'm trying. I paid him to say that, so.
All right, pay up. You know? No, actually, you are one of the sharpest people there, I believe. Everything I see come out of your office is just top notch, and you really have a grip on the rules and regulations, and that's the hardest part about this whole deal, right? Knowing what to do.
Yes, the rule changes so often that I'm constantly on the phone or on the internet and doing trainings. But you know, all those trainings are worth it because then we're more knowledgeable, so we could better serve our clients and the community.
Right, and you stay on that every day. We had a guest on the show 4 or 5 shows ago that said the HUD and FHA guidelines change so quickly that they don't even print the book anymore. Because by the time they get the book printed, the rules have changed. So you guys are on top of that day and night, right?
Exactly. You know, constantly, because it's ever-evolving. And, you know, we stay on top of everything. So then we are a resource for everyone out there. We're a resource for the attorneys, them that's not doing the job, and those who are doing the jobs. And we are resources for, you know, even the banks themselves. Sometimes we call them and they don't even know about what's going on, the changes, and we gladly inform them and show them where the rules can be located.
I like the way you said that nicely. You're there to inform them. I would have used the word educate. So what is this CFPB program that you
want to talk about. So today I wanted to talk more about the new rules that kicked in, especially January this year, January 21st, 2014, that was formulated last year in 2013. CFPB means Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and it is actually a protection board for homeowners, home buyers, but more specifically for those who's facing foreclosure. In the height of foreclosure, they get better protection. And I just want to quickly, because I don't think I have much time. So if I'm speaking
you got a little
too
bit.
Quickly.
Just before we go getting too far into it, CFPB, who is that? Is that the government? Is that a government?
It's a body of people, you know, formulated with the government for protection and give visibility to those who are buying and those who are currently homeowners.
So someone saw a problem and say, we have to put a stop to that, and CFPB got
was
started.
Created.
I
right.
Got you. Okay.
Right. Yes. And then consumer could go online and file a complaint if the bank are not doing something that they required or it broke some regulation, some rule there. It's an online website. You just Google CFPB and it will pop up. You could go on there to file a complaint for anything that you're having a problem with your mortgage company.
Is that .com.org or?
CFPB, I think it's .org.
Makes
you know,
sense.
I'm so used to just popping it. It's on my, it's saved on my desktop. But if you even Google CFPB, it will show lead you right to the website.
But Lloyd doesn't have your desktop. You know Lloyd, right? Hey, Lloyd, are you out there listening, buddy? I know you're there. He's there every week. So Lloyd doesn't have that on his desktop. So it's a .org. You're pretty sure.
Yeah, it's Consumer Finance. I think the website is consumerfinance.org.
Okay, there you go. All right. So now what are they going to do for us?
So in terms of that, you know, they came aboard to ensure that borrowers in trouble get a fair process to avoid foreclosure. And, you know, borrowers shouldn't have to worry about mortgage services cutting corners and losing applications. Time after time, they will fax something in trying to get a workout, and the bank will say, we lost it, or, you know, something is happening, or they're in review and suddenly you're in foreclosure at the same time. So CFPB is putting a stop to dual tracking, which means your loan is being reviewed for modification, and suddenly you think you're in good status because you're waiting for an answer, and suddenly you're getting served foreclosure, or suddenly you have a sale date. So what this does is put a stop to dual tracking, meaning if you have a loan modification in process and foreclosure process has not started yet, they cannot do so until they get a decision. Maybe you got denied for modification, and then you get a decision on that, then they could start the process on you. But they can't do both at the same time.
Perfect. That's not a bad law. I mean, you're going through enough stress and problems right now just trying to get through the foreclosure, and then they start playing games with you.
Yeah.
Not good.
And one of the best things, one of the good things, so let's quickly talk about the surprises, is that now, regardless how far in the foreclosure process you are, you have to get a monthly mortgage statement. So you could have a sale date in 2 months, but you still have to continuously get monthly mortgage statement that shows what you owe, how much you owe them, and, you know, your unpaid principal balance and any alternatives there is in numbers to be called. So the good thing is that now you have a mortgage statement that you provide regularly, including the due date of the next mortgage payment, a breakdown of the payments by principal, interest, taxes, fee, escrow, and any recent transaction activity.
Wow. You know, if you're confused about that, as I am, I would say call 855-48-REACH and talk to Kenesha personally, and she'll explain that to you and tell you exactly how it works. By golly, thanks for being on the show. That's all the time left to us today. And thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We're really much better than the beach. I want to thank all our guests. They were great as usual. Check out the show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are. And we'd like to tip a hat to our friends in the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office IT department. Thanks for repatching the Reach Radio Show over their intercom system. I'm sure they love that. We'll see you next Saturday from 12 to 1. Tell your friends about the show. You'll feel a lot better about yourself.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got